This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 749. Go from a 5.5 to a 7 in IELTS speaking, like Yuko.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today we talk to Yuko, a 3-key student from Japan, who got 5.5 in speaking 9 times before changing her IELTS perspective and hitting that magic 7.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Welcome to today's special episode. We have a VIP guest with us today, Yuko from Japan. Yuko, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm so glad to have this wonderful opportunity to share my story with listeners of your groundbreaking podcast. I'm on cloud 9.
I love it. That was fabulous. Listeners, let me tell you, it's like 8 a.m. for Yuko on yeah. Saturday. And I am like so delighted with how perky and just like up for it you sound. It's amazing.
Thank you. But actually, this is the strategy I actually used at my speaking test. And then say something impressive at the beginning of an interview. Yeah. Because it's difficult for test takers to spice up their vocabulary when they are asked something puzzling, abstract questions like part 3, right?
Totally. No, but let's talk about that strategy though. So, like, you're saying part of your speaking strategy was to just be like really energetic, like from the beginning.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Okay, so how do you do that? Because a lot of test takers, in my experience, they need part 1 to like warm up. Like a lot of students in part 1 still sound super nervous and like very, let's see, there's like no emotion because they're like so anxious. But maybe like maybe they'll get better cuz they'll warm up and maybe in part 3 they'll sound better. But guys, I mean, your scores is based on your whole performance. So even if like even if you sound incredible in part 3, if you didn't sound great in part 1, then you're not going to get the best score. So, Yuko, can you share with us like how you could have that energy right away?
Okay. I have a long story. It's very difficult to speak quickly, but okay. First, honestly, I was not good at English speaker at all before taking your course. In fact, I have taken IELTS 9 times so many
times,
but almost every time I saw the lowest band score in a speaking section.
Okay, stop there for a second. What were your speaking scores like before 3-key IELTS?
Almost 5.5.
Oh my God. I'll let you say it, Yuko, because this is in such an incredible increase. Okay, so what was your recent speaking score?
Recent speaking score is 7.
Holy. Okay. That's so amazing. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, how did you do it?
Okay. So honestly, wait a moment. When I before taking this course, when I was speaking English, my mind often went blank and I was fumbling. I always was fumbling for words during a conversation. So that was an extremely stressful experience.
Yeah.
So I felt what I needed was speaking practice. So, I mean, I'd taken online English lessons regularly for almost a year. Okay. However, my speaking score didn't rise at all.
Oh my gosh, I was
terribly frustrated. But around the time, you came clean about your secret career. You are an IELTS examiner, right?
Yeah.
So I pinned my hope on the course you created. So I applied to your course, and after I jumped into this course, there was one thing which surprised me. In fact, this is the shape and movement of your mouth.
What?
I mean, okay. Although I often listen to your podcast frequently, but I hadn't watched your videos before.
Okay.
So I didn't know you and Lindsay open your mouth is incredibly wide as me when speaking. So then I completely understood why my English pronunciation was not good. Didn't she like natives?
Wow. Well, that's okay. let me pause you for just a second.
Okay.
Because this is a fantastic observation. This is something I've noticed that is holding a lot of students back. Not not opening your mouth when you talk. I'm just so gobsmacked and pleased right now because you came to this realization on your own. It's so cool. But it's so true. You can sort of the tongue and the teeth and the throat, these are all parts of pronunciation, right? But what your lips are doing, if your lips are not doing the right things, if they're not opening to the right shape or opening to the size where the sound can escape, then everything jumbles together. I cannot tell one phoneme or one sound from the next. So, oh my gosh, that is such a great observation.
Thank you. But I think I'm Japanese, and I know massive amount of Japanese students have more difficulties speaking English. And in my view, it's because their vowel sounds. I think many people say Japanese people are not good at differentiating O and L sounds or B and V sounds.
Yeah.
But to my mind, it's not a big problem. I personally agree with them. O and L or B and V is very difficult for Japanese. We don't use the sound.
Yeah.
But the problem they correct first is vowel sound. Japanese language has only five vowels. Only five.
Oh, and, interesting.
As I said before, I'd taken online English lessons with native English speakers, but they didn't know the fact. So they usually told me, you're O and L, it's not good. You listen to this video. And I spent a lot of time watching their boring video it's super boring.
Yeah. Okay. But this is another really good tip though. How you felt about your speaking before, right? You're stuck at that 5.5 and you think, okay, the problem is I just need to speak more English. So you do that. You accomplish that for a whole year. You're getting lessons from native speakers just focused on speaking and fluency and pronunciation.
Yeah.
And you're still at a 5.5. Can't imagine how crestfallen, how disappointed that you must have felt at that point.
Yeah. So I was so disappointed. So I was so disappointed. So I mean, I've been so worried about my pronunciation. Yeah. But whenever I took online English lessons, teacher said, "Oh, your pronunciation is not good." But I have no idea. What should I do?
Yeah, that's tough. But, and so they send you these like boring, like phoneme pronunciation videos about like sounds. But that's another good point though, because like, this is why we say that you can still have some first language accent and get a 7 for pronunciation. It's not about saying every single sound correctly. It's about going for it. And I think if there's a characteristic that I could already define from listening to you speak, Yuko, you go for it. Like it sounds like you are excited to speak English, that you really want to speak English, right? And I think probably, I would guess at the end of that year of speaking practice, you didn't sound like this, right? Uh-huh. I mean, you're still stuck at that 5.5 and you probably were not enjoying speaking English.
Yeah.
So like, yes. Probably how you sound now compared to then is totally different.
Yeah, but the difference, the key is confidence. I think confidence is the key.
Exactly.
So when I started in 5.5, I didn't have any confidence.
Yeah.
So my voice is squeaky.
And your mouth is real small and all the sounds are very tiny. Yeah.
But so, I mean, after I took your course, I realized my pronunciation has been improved dramatically.
Yeah.
And this improvement gave me massive confidence.
Oh, I love it.
So I can speak louder at the speaking test.
Yes, I love it so much. Oh my gosh, there's just so much that has come up in your description of your journey to move forward that I there's so much. I just want to highlight a couple things real fast for our listeners, okay, Yuko? One is that don't give up. Like, that's number one. Don't give up. We like look at your journey 9 times and you do what I would say traditionally people think they should do, which is like, okay, I'm going to improve my speaking. I'm going to hire a teacher and work on fluency, blah, blah, blah. And you still don't see the results. Like that's still not working for you. You need to go about it a different way. And here's another thing that I like from this perspective is like taking an online course can still improve your speaking confidence. I think a lot of people look at online learning and they're just like, yeah, but there's no one to talk to. Like, how is that going to help my speaking? That's not the point, you guys. Like in 3 Keys, you can obviously like see me talk and how I move my mouth, like Yuko saying, but it's also the motivation aspect of it. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to give you a boring video to watch about R and L and say like, this is going to fix you, right? Like we're going to look at your English from motivating ways that it's going to give you confidence and actually make you want to study. And that's like a huge thing.
Definitely.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, that's so awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Did you want to say something else about your speaking?
No. Go ahead.
Okay, so this increase from a 5.5 to a 7, completely inspirational, so amazing. Let's talk about one more of your scores, though, okay? Mm-hmm. Because listening and speaking are directly connected. These skills are intertwined, guys. You cannot... Yeah. If you are improving one, you're also improving the other. I promise you, they're linked. So listening, what did you get on listening?
7.5.
Amazing. And what were your listening scores before?
6.
Oh my God. Okay. This is so cool. So, okay. A few tips here for our listeners about going from a 6 to a 7.5 in listening, Yuko. What do you think?
Well, honestly, I didn't practice for listening, but I listened a lot of English learning materials for speaking.
So that's interesting.
So I think the speaking practice also work for my listening skills.
Yes, it does though. Yes, it does. Okay, let me point something out real fast, okay? So students who are students with very poor pronunciation, who, like you're saying, their mouths are closed, they're swallowing their words. Those students usually, I'm not going to say always, but usually also have poor listening skills, because if you cannot make yourself produce the sounds, you're not going to recognize the sounds.
Yeah.
And so this, I love how this is overlapping with the confidence aspect as well, though, because when you gain confidence in your personal communication, your ability to produce, then you're also gaining confidence in your ability to recognize what other people are producing. And okay, like one more thing that I just thought of as like a takeaway from your story, Yuko. So students ask sometimes, they come to us and they're like, look, like it's my only bad score is speaking. Can I just take your speaking module? And the answer is always no, because you're studying, like you said, when you're studying for speaking, you're also improving your listening. But that's true across the board. These activities we give you for reading, they're also improving your writing. They're also improving your vocab for speaking. So it's just so important, you guys, to have a study plan that is holistic like this, that allows you to practice and improve so many skills at the same time.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. In fact, I used some vocabulary from your writing part modules or listening part modules. For example, I used venture out. I love venturing out the world. Or I also use I think global exploration have good opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Things like that.
Yes. Yeah, precisely, guys. There's so much amazing vocab just throughout like the whole course. And no, like you can't just like, if I talk about some cool word in the reading module or whatever, don't just think, oh, this is only for reading. Like, yes, use it in the speaking and the writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I love it so much. Okay, Yuko, these score increases are incredible. I almost said miraculous, but it's not, because it's not a matter of luck or chance. It's a matter of hard work and choosing not to give up, because I'm sure there's a lot of students out there that would see this 5.5 again and again and be like, okay, well, this now defines me as a bad English speaker, right? But you didn't do that. And you're like, okay, well, I'm gonna try something else, because that didn't work. And Three Keys did it. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Guys, listeners, if you are wondering what score you would get if you took IELTS and where to go from there, take our quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score. And if you're ready to become a Three Keys student like Yuko, go to allearsenglish.com/basic. Or if you want classes with a member of our team, allearsenglish.com/coach. Okay, Yuko, do you have any last words of advice for future takers? Yeah.
Okay, I have particularly for Japanese students, okay?
Great. Listening. Yeah, perfect.
Listening is necessary to prime for your speaking test, okay?
Yes. Actually, before we go, Yuko, can you give us one resource that you really liked as far as listening and what you listened to help with speaking?
I have two outside resources mentioned in your study plan.
Great.
One is the video about how to speak English effortlessly.
Okay. Yes. Awesome. Yeah,
maybe you're not. I really like his advice. All I have to do is following his advice. Okay.
Perfect.
And other resource is a study. English materials from BBC.
Yes.
I highly recommend BBC's news review, BBC News Review, which is a segment for describing how to use the language from the latest news in your everyday English.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's an awesome resource.
So sorry. In fact, I use some words from the BBC News Review, for example, hit a snag or spark argument or
hit a snag. That's a great phrase. It means like come across a small problem. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Guys, come back to the blog post. I'm gonna put these resources in there that Yuko's talking about. This is episode 749. So guys, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com/episodes. And this is episode 749. And I'll put all that advice in there. Yuko, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for everyone to have.
All right, Yuko. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.